This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the top of the hour, America. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It seems that Donald Trump is, we're getting Donald Trump 2.0 here. He's pivoting a bit. Maybe he's listening to his family in terms of being genuine and backing off and understanding that, it's one thing, with that New York state of mind and presence and attitude, to have that, and it can be entertaining. But when we're talking about a national situation and we're running across the country with different sensitivities, there's adjustments that must be made. And it seems like Donald Trump is starting to, to figure that out a little bit. We were talking about it here recently with a couple of guys from New Jersey. And, of course, Donald Trump's straightforwardness doesn't bother them. We grew up, we understand. And I told them, I said, I remember the first time I went to New York, you're in line just to order a cup of coffee. And, they're rushing you through there. They don't have time. You may think you're in New York on vacation, but they got work to do, and they got a line of people up there. And, Scott, the first time they asked me, they go, well, what kind of coffee you want? And I mean, it wasn't good morning, wasn't it? What kind of coffee you want? And do you want regular? And to me, being a West Coast boy, I'm thinking regular or decaf, right? No, regular in New York means cream and sugar. And it's according to whatever their heavy hand wants to lay into the cup of coffee. And so, okay, yeah, I want regular. Well, I got cream and sugar with coffee that I don't drink that way, but, who's going to complain? It's like that scene from, from Seinfeld, Coke, Pepsi, we do Coke, we don't, or the soup Nazi, that they had on. It's just, it's the attitude. And the people in New York, they understand this. This is the way it is. But when you're talking about politics and you're talking about running for president, you can't be the political Nazi. You can't be a soup Nazi and without understanding what people are, sensitive to. And so Donald Trump is, I think, getting connected with that idea. Because here's what he said. He actually apologized. I mean, listen.
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words. Or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. And I do regret it. Particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. But one thing I can promise you this, I will always tell you the truth.
Well, bump. Well, I'll tell you, to me, I think the speech and his admission is starting to gain traction. It's going to be a couple weeks yet before it's reflected in the polls. And I think sometimes we make too much about the polls because, as we've discussed before, and as you realize, it's a snapshot of where it stands right today. And I think we need to get closer to the actual election. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we've got three debates. Going to be interesting to see how they're negotiated and at what time they take place. But regardless, even if it's in the middle of a Thursday night football game, I think it will pull the audience because, Scott, they're going to lay out the tarps. I mean, body parts are going to be flying all over the place here between these two. It is going to be a mess. And, you know, all we need is an announcement that, you know, we need to get ready to rumble because it's coming soon. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us, America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. It's always good to have you along with us. And, hey, get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Drop me a line, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We always love hearing from you. Hey, with us right now, Professor Emeritus of History at the University of Alabama. We're happy to have with us right now Larry Clayton, who has published numerous award-winning scholarly works. His latest is Work and Wealth in Scripture. Larry Clayton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Larry, it would seem over the horizon, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but what I'm starting to see here is America is starting to wake up to the reality that integrity and honesty matters. What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. And integrity and honesty may be what it's all about, you know. If you look at the political detritus that's been thrown up by the politicians, and I'm not going to go to politics here. You can do that. But I guess the point in my little book, this latest one, was that integrity and honesty and ethics and morality basically come out of Scripture, Christian Scripture. And so one of my goals was to return people's attention to where it was and how it has evolved over the years.
And those that have been given the charge, I would say the church, people of faith, who understand when we talk about honesty and integrity and morality, it speaks to the very core of who they are. Now, that spirit may have been dampened because, you know, for the last couple of decades at least, the culture has said to them, we don't want you participating in the conversation. We don't need you Bible-thumping, you know, God-fearing, you know, people around here. We've had enough of you. We're going to take over. And so here we are 20 years down the road. How do you like me now?
Yeah. No, you're right. There's always been a struggle over the last 2,000 years, if I can put it in the historical perspective,
yes,
between secularism and religion. And when one gets the advantage over the other, they tend to run riot and be almost dictatorial. And Christians have done that over the centuries. And but we've gotten away from that, Bill. Mm. You know, we have turned back to Scripture. And we have looked to Scripture for not to dominate the scene, but to educate those people who live under in this country as to where their morality came from. It didn't come out of the founding fathers necessarily.
Right.
Ethics didn't come from Thomas Jefferson. You know, honesty wasn't inbred in George Washington. They were firmly founded in Scripture. They may have been deist, you know. They may not have been active Pentecostal tongue talking, you know, healing preachers, but
right.
that wasn't their call. But they understood that those basic norms came out of the Bible, and we've gotten away from that.
And they understood, Larry, the connection between morality and this great American experiment that they were putting together, starting with a clean sheet of paper. I mean, they looked over, they studied all these different governments, and what they determined that, look at it, if we're going to have self-governance, and beyond what, you know, we had interviewed Dr. Nima, who has written a book on, you know, the utopian socialism of the Nordic nations.
Yeah.
At their very core, what's made a success is they have built into their culture hard work and accountability, responsibility.
Exactly.
But socialism has crept in, and progressives look to the Nordic nations and say, see, socialism can work. But like Dr. Nima says, give me 5 minutes with Barack Obama and explain to him that socialism actually has hindered the process. What has made it work in spite of itself has been that you have people that are willing to work hard and be responsible. Now, we know the Nordic nations aren't necessarily spiritually driven, although there is some, you know, a level of spirituality there. But here in the United States, by comparison, in our founding, spirituality reigned, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, yeah, you talk about the Nordic nations like, you know, the Scandinavian nations like Finland and Denmark and Sweden. And yes, they have gotten away from Christianity, but the culture of Christianity was deeply embedded in their lives. And some of them are returning to it, Billy, even in England, which is, they're down to about 5 or 10% of people who actually go to church. You know, at the essence of it, yes, they believe in work, but where does the work ethic come from? And part of my argument is that work is a calling. It's a Christian, it's a Judeo-Christian calling. It goes all the way back to the Hebrews.
Yes.
There was no word, by the way, in Hebrew for work because working in life was the same thing. So life serves as the same thing for work. And that is deeply, deeply embedded and it's rooted in our Christian heritage. Now, I know there's secular origins of work, you know, and there's, but when I get into that in one of the chapters, for example, the name it and claim it chapter, that everybody likes to focus on because it's such a controversial issue.
Right.
But I really don't spend a lot of time on name it and claim it, either criticizing it or lifting it up. I go back to the Puritans. And how did the Puritans deal with work? And that's what to me made it fascinating because I was searching for the roots of what's expected of us with respect to work and responsibility. And in this country, what to do with it when you get it? Because, you know, this is still a very wealthy country.
Right. And I've maintained, Larry, that what has disturbed this country more than anything is the lack of productivity, self-productivity. Because at the end of the day, you know, you go home, you look in the mirror, maybe you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you just say, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, I could be doing so much more. And this is what we're seeing across this country is just increasing frustration of the dreams that are being compromised and lost. And as you say about work, how important, how integral to our humanity that work is, right?
Yeah, no, you go back to the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is very clear. If you don't work, you starve.
Yes.
The testimony in the Old Testament and the New Testament tends to be a little starker and clearer than the way we kind of, you know, indirectly and obliquely interpret it in our modern age.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the rule. Now, you know, there were exceptions, and the Jews and the early Christians understood that. There were widows, and there were orphans, and there were poor, and you were enjoined to take care of them. You didn't turn this over to the government. That's
exactly
what the churches did, you know. But the work ethic was integral to being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther, the first Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King Jr., who I admire, but Martin Luther, the Augustinian monk in the 16th century, who kicked off the Reformation, he hit the issue square. He said, "Work is a calling. Even a peasant has as much a significance and identity in front of God as the great nobles of the land." And this was kind of revolutionary. You know, what do you mean? A peasant, all he does is work to make enough to live on and to support the church and the state. He says, no. And it's not the priestly class who are special and privileged. It's everybody, but everybody has a calling.
Exactly.
And everybody, and that calling can be very different. I'm sorry, I'm running at the mouth here. In my daily audio Bible in Espanol, the pastor from Nicaragua, he's actually a gringo, a guy named Bill Kelly, who broadcasts in Spanish in Nicaragua, was talking about 1 Corinthians 12.
Larry, I'm going to stop you right there only because we got to go to break, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break, okay?
Yeah.
More with Larry Clayton on Bill Martinez Live, 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers, raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Keep fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, every time I hear Miss Claire's voice, I don't know about you, but it's chicken skin time, you know. And, you know, and that is the cry. That is the cry of the moral majority who is out there that's been silenced. And they are doing their fighting on their knees, whether it's for this country, what's happening in Louisiana here, Larry Clayton, with the devastation that's going on, you know, and in the cities where we have such chaos that's taken place. You know, we've got to connect with things that are true and right. And I've often said that if we got together in the spirit of truth, these problems and ills that we're dealing with, it could be quickly resolved. What do you say?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. What you're speaking of, Bill, is a return to fundamentals. And we have gotten away from fundamentals, and people go, well, you know, it's all relative. Truth is relative to you know, morality is relative. And I'm always sometimes a little bit sorry to have to tell people that it's not relative, you know. And I understand something, you know, like lying, for example.
Right.
All right, let's just take lying. Lying is a sin, okay? Yeah, worrying is a sin, for example. So somebody says, "Well, yeah, well, what about a little white lie?" I said, "No, that's wrong too, you know."
Mm-hmm.
But if we let the little ones go, then the middle sized ones seem to be okay. It's like running a traffic light. I don't run traffic lights, you know. I just slip through a stop sign. Well, I go through a traffic light. Well, I speed, and then pretty soon you're doing things that are crazy, that are not right. And so relativism is really kind of deadly. It works its way into the system, and when somebody actually speaks the truth, like you do from on your show, it really grates on people because it's a mirror into their lives. And
mm-hmm.
And what I hope to do in this little book was to point out that the working. It's really good. It's a Christian a virtue, and you don't simply work to feed yourself, but you work to fulfill God's plan in your life. You know,
exactly.
No matter who you are. In fact, I got a chapter in here very close to the beginning on who you are and what you do. And I met a guy, and all he did was make money on Wall Street at a luncheon years ago. I was sitting there. And I said, "What do you do?" And he said, I facilitate mergers." And I said, "Well, what's that?" You know, I kind of knew, you know. And he said, and finally the conversation ended when he says, "What do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm a history professor." In other words, you're not making money. And there's nothing wrong with making money. I like changing my pocket too, Bill.
Right.
But that's not the end and be all of our life. And sometimes we've made it seem that way, you know.
Yeah.
It's simply a way to be productive in God's system. And you got to think of God's will, and you got to work on God's will.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 12 is really good. I was just listening to it this morning before we broke off for an ad. And that are the dones del Espíritu, the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different gifts, Bill, and you know this
right.
as well as I do. You know, some people have the gift of preaching. Some people have the gift of compassion. Others have the gift of healing. Everybody's got a gift. Everybody.
Exactly.
No matter how well-educated or bad off you are, you got a gift, and you got to turn it into something productive that will help you grow as a Christian. And you're right. If we could sit down and talk the truth to each other, we may not like it. We may be angry. We may have issues. I mean, that's all part of the political process, okay? But
exactly.
At least we'd be moving in the right direction.
Well, Larry, boy, I'll tell you, there's so much to unfold in that statement here. One of the words that jumped out immediately to me was the idea of fulfillment. You know, less than 10% of America in the labor force today considers themselves fulfilled. And one of the reasons that I believe, and this is according to a U.S. Department of Labor study, it's quite profound, you know. I mean, what, 1 in 10? Are you kidding me? And what I see it as, is we got a lot of round pegs and square holes here. And those square holes, you know, those square points there create friction and dissatisfaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so what I say to people, when you have that kind of dissatisfaction, you may have accepted something for a season, especially like right now when we're trying to survive and put, some meat and potatoes on our family's table.
That's important.
Right. But that friction is good because it's telling you that that isn't the job for you forever.
That's
and
right.
The challenge for you is to discover what is fulfilling for you.
That's right.
Because to me, I used to say, that was the ultimate that God had given us, is to live a fulfilling life. And one day I was teaching a class. I was an adjunct professor at Vanguard University in Southern California. And I told the kids, and I've been doing this presentation about, you know, three core values leading to fulfillment and the whole deal. And Larry, it was one of those Holy Spirit moments, you know, where God downloaded the upgrade, because for the longest time I used to say it was fulfillment. And I had to tell the kids that they noticed that I had stopped, because here I am, I'm leading up to the denouement of this presentation also wonderfully. And the Holy Spirit says, Bucko, I know you've been saying this for 10 years, but I got a new upgrade for you. And God said, the ultimate's not fulfillment, it's freedom. Freedom. And, you know, and I go, wow, that's what this all leads to, is that, you know, you're free. And so it's like, okay, well, you can go and break the law and cheat here and there and lie here and there, but are you living a free life?
That's right. That's right.
You know?
No, And it's not fulfilling your own self. It's fulfilling yourself as God sees you.
Exactly.
So you have to work on that. I go into the jail every Tuesday night. That's kind of one of my ministries.
Yeah.
And I tell the guys, I said, you know, you can be anything that, you know, and I give them kind of the dream message. You know, I preach very simply redemption, forgiveness, and starting all over again, because that's what you have people in the jail, and people in the jail wouldn't need to hear that. But I said, you can do anything God wants you to do. I said, and they all kind of look at me, because a large part of my congregation is black, young black men, and the only reason I can connect with them, Bill, I'm an old white guy, is because I'm speaking the word of God to them, you know, because God, we barely speak the same language. But spiritually, we're speaking the same language. And I said, you start out as a garbage man. You go, what's a garbage man? I said, a garbage man is simply a step up. You're not going to pull garbage all, pick up garbage all your life. You do it, you do a good job, and you're free to choose. Like you say, you know, you're free to choose. We've been given free will. So that's a very serious thing. Because you got to make the right choices. But the only choices that are going to be right are those based on Scripture.
Exactly.
And you're going to move up. And so the idea that people, that only 10% of in this country, that's amazing, Bill, that finds any kind of fulfillment in a job, that's nothing. That's on one out, you know, and it should be the other way around. It should be 90% of the people, but, you know, that's the ideal, who understand that their life is governed not necessarily by what they want to do, from what God wants them to do. And God, my wife, who's a pastor far beyond me, and she's much more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, she said, God is not going to ask you to do something that he's not going to put in your heart.
That's
right. I've gone on mission trips to Honduras, and I like that, porque hablo español, and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm always thinking, oh, man, what if he says, okay, we're going to South Sudan next time? And I'm going, no, I don't want to go to the South Sudan. You know, they cut people's heads off over there.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden he sends a big fish to come and swallow you up and spit you out in the South Sudan, right?
that's right.
He has such a sense of humor that way, I'm telling you. You know, this God of ours. And I hope people understand what we're talking about, Larry. It's not, you know, as the Apostle Paul said, he's not claiming to apprehend everything. You know, we know in part, we talk in part. These are things that we've learned along the way by experience, and principles that, because we've learned the hard way. And we understand that there's certain laws that God has put into place that are immutable.
That's right. We're not going to comprehend the whole thing. We're still seeing things through a glass darkly, but not so darkly that we can't comprehend it if we focus on Him.
Exactly. And we need to continue to pursue the truth, encourage one another so we can get this country back on track, and that, ladies and gentlemen, you can be fulfilled. Imagine what that's like. Professor Emeritus of History, Larry Clayton, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Larry. This is Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
It's unpredictable. Life itself squeezed into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can control how hard you work. So a thought, you reap an action. So an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez live with us right now. Coach Kevin Collins holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly. Coach, lots to talk about. Donald Trump, it seems that we got Donald Trump 2.0. I thought his speech the other day, in terms of being genuine with the people, saying, hey, look, I may have been a little hard, my rhetoric, I may have gotten carried away with myself. Well, I'll tell you, I really connected with that, and I think more and more people have connected with that statement as well. We like to see some honesty, integrity, and humility with our leaders.
That's the instant result of Kellyanne Conway. Mm. Instantly. Wow. She is guiding him in the right way, and she's got that woman's touch. She understands. You know, I've talked, I listen to women who are supporting Trump, will vote for Trump, but they express this anxiety. But I wish he would. And then you fill in the latest faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good, really good, because it's going to press Hillary Clinton to the wall on women.
Exactly. Well, and look at what he said about Black America. And again, you know, I hate pulling out that that demographic, but it's what the pollsters are doing. It's what the pundits are talking about. I mean, he hit them right square in the eyes. I mean, he gave them something of in terms of real hope. What is the Democratic Party, you know, giving, you know, to Black America? But hope and no change. You know, you already had 8 years. You would think with a Black president, boy, we'd see a lot more change. But it's been a disaster for Black America. And some of these pundits, you know, Van Jones and Don Lemons of the world, you know, just can't even begin to consider that Donald Trump is resonating. But Black America, they've been living this life. And then on top of it, if they've had a chance to even go to the movies to go see Hillary's America, and or if they picked up a copy of your book to see how the Democrats have, you know, basically have sabotaged history and have stolen the Republican narrative. I mean, you got to hand it to the Democrats. I mean, for them to be so successful to dodge any connection with the Ku Klux Klan, to connect with anything that has really kept Black America on the plantation and is, you know, has promoted, you know, Black genocide in this country. And I know some people say, whoa, wait a minute, you sound like Donald Trump. You're going, well, I don't know what else to call it when you look at what Planned Parenthood has done and how the Democratic Party has supported Margaret Sanger, their founder, who Hillary Clinton speaks of as a mentor. I mean, really? I mean,
you hit it on the head. The Democrats have been able for 200 years to play to the lowest common denominator in every situation. That has been a requirement for leadership in the Democrat Party. That is the ability to twist things around so that Black becomes white, up becomes down, in becomes out.
Mm.
In my book, The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party, I point out the mistreatment of the Black people by the Democrats over this whole period. And by the way, we're having some very nice success. I've moved past a couple of books by Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and it's on Amazon. The book is on Amazon, and I guess you could say that I'm a best-selling author.
You're a best-selling author. I mean, you're screaming. I mean, we would say in the music vernacular, what are you, number 56 or something? I mean, you've been climbing dramatically.
24 now.
24?
So 44.
Oh, 44. You're 44 with a bullet. You know, that's what they say in music. You know, when you were hot and you had a bullet on your number, that meant you were still rising. So you're cooking, Coach. That's amazing in what you've been able to do in a short period of time. But again, this is how I think this is how hungry America is becoming. And I said this is a good thing
for the
truth, you know?
Hungry for the truth and becoming aware of the fact that they're being lied to. This is why I see the huge rise in popularity in open online polls. And the Democrats can say that they're fixed, they're skewed, they're this, they're that, ba-bop, ba-bop. But when you have hundreds of thousands of people voting and showing a huge lead for Trump, you can throw it all out and say, yeah, this is... this is just people from Free Republic and other conservative websites that are voting. But that doesn't answer the question of, well, then, do you think that the people on Democratic underground don't know
about it?
Yeah, the
counter vote. Exactly. Yeah, the counter vote. They're going to want to do that.
That begs the next question. Then why aren't they getting involved? Because they're not enthusiastic.
Well,
the other day done on the campus and surrounding town of Kent State in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
The interviewer must have spoken to 12, 15 people, and there was one guy that snapped, yes, Hillary. And ironically, it was a man who seemed to me to be about 55 or 60, a white man. Mm-hmm. The younger people, just very apathetic, some actually saying that they were going to vote for Trump, a few, but and a black man who seem to be about 60, saying, I'm going to vote Republican this time. So the point is that Ohio, I mean, Kent State in Ohio is like a liberal bastion. That's
exactly
like ground zero. And there just was no enthusiasm for this woman.
Well, Coach, a couple of things here. First of all, as we know, both candidates are such polarizing figures that it's one thing what people say out in public because you want to go along to get along, and they're not quite there that they're willing to fall on their sword and talk out loud, hey, I'm for Trump. I hear people in open conversations, they may, you know, somewhat, you know, they're kind of convinced that Trump is the guy, but they're not necessarily enthusiastic. And now I'm not talking about the people who are. I'm just talking about that next level of voter who's coming under the tent here to support Donald Trump because they're looking at the reality of their lives. When 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track, and, oh, yes, for the last 8 years, we have been led by Democrats, by a Democrat president, a progressive Democrat president who wants to take us more and more to socialism because that's his ideal. He thinks that's what America needs. But America is slowly but surely, you know, waking up to that. And what has supported him has been the indoctrination of these millennials. You know, these professors have hijacked their minds for the last 2 decades, at least, in these learning institutions. And I guess that's the cost of today's education and the price we're paying. For about $250,000 worth of education is to have our children indoctrinated with this kind of silly stuff.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And again, I just say this is what people are getting weary of this. They're getting tired of it. And I'll tell you what's coming up on the horizon here is serious questions about Hillary Clinton's health.
Well, let's talk about that, Coach, on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour. More from Coach Kevin Collins right after this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What does today's modern living space look like? Renowned interior design team Marks & Friends have partnered with LG Electronics to showcase the home design trends of today's modern family.
One thing that's very important to all of our clients that we think is a huge design trend is to show off your television. You don't hide them anymore. For example, the LG Signature OLED TV, which is picture on glass, it's completely gorgeous. It's razor thin. And it's a work of art.
No matter your age or life stage, it seems technology is at the forefront of any design. And the TV remains king in the American home. LG's Dave Vanderwall.
Families want both form and function in their living room. And now LG's OLED television delivers on both. Beyond picture quality, which of course it is the best picture ever, that is almost an aesthetic art form in itself. So it blends into any kind of living room. The OLED television has the beautiful design that all families are looking for.
And there you have it, the 21st century living space.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're considering going back to school,
Ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates of Bill Martinez Live, we say welcome, and we're also around the world via shortwave as well. Good to have you along with us for the ride here as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it's that important. And you may say, well, that's a bit arrogant and bombastic, you know, the way you talk about it. But look at, you know, what's the alternative? We have been like mushrooms here, kept in the dark. And the ruling class of this country likes it that way because it allows them to get away with all kinds of impropriety. Let's put it that way, okay? And I know some of you say, well, that's not proven yet. Well, there's a lot of smoke there in them dar hills. And that's fine. I accept that we do not have a complete indictment. But, you know, as Hillary Clinton said herself, Coach, she said, follow the money. And I say, okay, I follow the money. And when I follow the money, that smoke starts to start showing some fire here. We just have to wait for, you know, our judiciary to follow up, although Attorney General Loretta Lynch has already said, you know, I really don't care about the Clinton Foundation. It matters little to me, and I'm not going to investigate.
Well, did you see that the Boston Globe wrote an editorial saying, please stop accepting money to the Clinton Foundation from foreign governments. Yeah. It doesn't look good.
Right.
And the response from the Clintons was breathtaking, even though we know them. They said, yeah, we'll do that after the election is over.
Yeah, exactly. What they're going to do, but Coach, they're going to install a parking meter in the Lincoln bedroom once again.
Wow. Well, anyway, you know, one of the points that we had discussed earlier that we're going to get to is Hillary's health questions.
Yes.
I watched a video of her when she was with Joe Biden visiting at the home that he grew up in as a child, and she was sneaking her hand around to grab railings, and then this next scene shows her putting a hand on a table as she's talking, putting a hand on a chair. And when I looked at that, I remembered when I was teaching many, many years ago, I had an unexpected case of vertigo. I'd never had it before, never had it since, didn't know where it came from. And I did exactly the same things while I was teaching.
Right.
I got up, I would drag my hand across the desk just so that I was oriented because I was animated and I knew that my students would know that something was wrong if I just sat at the desk. So I looked up the symptoms of vertigo and how it comes from brain insults, which she's had. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that type of doctor, but I would suggest that perhaps she's suffering from vertigo.
Well, it could be interesting. I mean, the specialists and other doctors looking, you know, HIPAA laws, prevent them from, you know, knowing the exact history, but they're just looking at the signs of what's going on. You know, she's fallen. We already know she took a big fall here several years ago and still continues to pay for that. And you watch her. I mean, I've seen video of her, become spasmodic. And it's just kind of weird. She loses some sense of connection with reality. I mean, even her closest aide, Uma Abedin, was quoted as saying in an email to the State Department that Hillary is often confused.
Sure. And I saw a video just this morning of NBC's Andrea Mitchell bringing the issue up. Of course, it was poo-pooed as made up by Donald Trump, who's falling in the polls and blah, 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 and not really directly answering because the Democrats never do. But I thought this is good. This is very good that NBC, this has penetrated into NBC, and now they're asking questions like this. That is excellent news.
Well, the Secret Service supposedly has kind of leaked out here, Coach, in another report, that they think that maybe Parkinson's is the problem or a similar disease because they have, seen her experience seizures from flashing lights, such as camera flashes at press conference and all. And in addition to that, which a lot of people this might be news to them, but the federal government, this is us, okay? We, the people, have reportedly spent nearly $250,000 to add handicap steps on government vehicles because Hillary has been struggling with balance.
Yeah, I think that the wall around the Clintons in regard to protecting them from their criminal actions is sufficiently thick that we might not be able to penetrate it. But this health thing is going to become self-evident to people, and it really won't make any difference.
Right.
Whether we know that she's a criminal. That's just the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, and what you say brings up a potential scenario, Coach. I'm thinking, what's going to happen in a debate with Donald Trump? I mean, the heat is going to be on. I mean, man, they're laying out the tarp, the tarp to cover all the body parts and the blood that's going to be spewed, during these debates here,
I think that by the time we get there, it's going to be Trump will be talking and people will be watching at home, much the way the ancient Romans watched in the Colosseum when they released the lions on the Christians.
Mm.
And, we're going to be cheering, and you're going to hear champagne corks popping across America. This is going to be great. And, of course, Hillary has the problem in regard to the debate of sooner or later.
Yes.
Because sooner, maybe she gets a chance to be seen in better physical condition. If her condition is deteriorating, she doesn't want these debates in October, like the third week of October. She wants them early on in September so she can get them out of the way. And I'm
Coach,
sure
how much
that
does,
Trump
yeah,
well
but how much does,
that.
But, how much does but, early voting, though? I'm saying, what does that play in terms of early voting?
What can you do? Early voting is just another Democrat voter fraud trick.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they want to freeze things because Republicans keep bringing out things. Like, look, it looks like the Republicans are going to hold a hearing on whether or not she committed perjury.
Mm-hmm.
And that will bring Comey back up again. And from when you read the transcripts Yes, it's very clear she committed perjury. So we'll just have to see what that brings. But the early voting, you know, again, you have to look at enthusiasm, Bill. And we do not hear very much about enthusiasm. That's because they don't want to ask the questions. You know, all they want to keep saying is Donald Trump is falling further behind in the polls. And by the way, have you seen a video of Donald Trump's tax lawyer, Michael Cohen? This guy is a star in the making. I saw him the other day, and the assertion was made by Savannah Guthrie that, well, Donald Trump is falling further behind in the polls. His response was, says who?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the polls. Name one. Well, they all across the board. Well, just name one. Says mm-hmm. who?
Yes.
And, of course, she couldn't answer because she's just reading text that somebody wrote for her.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is the problem. I mean, you know, they just the lie perpetuated just keeps on going. But, you know, and this is, you know, why I keep warning people about the polls. And I again, what I'm looking to, Coach, and what I'm sensing is this groundswell, kind of the silent majority is waking up, and they're not ready to come out and get on the Trump train right now, but that's okay. But they are going to go to the polls, and they're going to vote because they're connected to reality. They're seeing what progressivism has done to their American way of life and to their country, and the country that they're handing off to their kids and grandkids. And that matters, even for Black America, even though they've been entitling minded blind and all kinds of money has been thrown their way. And they've bought into this false narrative and the rewritten of history that the Democrats have placed upon them. They're starting to see, interestingly enough, President Obama says things don't square up. When he says, and I say, exactly, things don't square up with what you're telling us. How do they square up, Coach?
That's an old Democrat defense. You repeat the charge and say, well, there.
Yeah.
And of course, to people who think logically, like us, it drives you crazy.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, it's like trying to argue with a German shepherd. The dog just looks at you, turns his head, and growls.
Exactly. You
know, I got to shamelessly plug my book one more time.
Okay, one more time. We got about 10 seconds, Coach.
Okay, the Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. It's on Amazon. I need to jump a couple of steps to get ahead of one of Hillary Clinton's books. Please help me out. You won't be sorry.
Yes, let's help Coach out, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Coach. Say hey to Lady Jane for me, okay?
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.